All right, this week we're going to pray for people groups, special people groups. And we're going to continue. Yesterday we prayed for American Indians. And interestingly enough, they have something to do with today's group. So we're going to be praying for the homeless. Now, you've probably heard a lot of things, but I think today you will hear something new. And as always, we just want to encourage you that this is just a way to brainstorm some ideas. Our prayers are not exhaustive. We pray that you would continue to pray for them all day long as the Lord would lead you. And in the future, when you see somebody homeless, that you would lift up a prayer or do something for them if God leads you, or pray for the ministries around them. So again, let's learn a little bit about the homeless. So here are some recent headlines. Why haven't we solved homelessness in California? Lots of people are asking that question. San Bernardino County moving to ban homeless camping in mountain areas due to the fear residents have about wildfires starting from them in that area. And that actually happened. Homeless man fatally shot in Victorville neighborhood. That happened this past weekend. Vacant Carousel Mall in San Bernardino City seeing continuous break-ins by homeless because they have no place to go. Victorville to build the largest homeless shelter in San Bernardino County with a $28 million grant. It will be called the Wellness Center Campus. It'll have 170 beds, a recuperative care center, medical clinic, and support services for job placement and housing assistant. Tiny home village planned for homeless young adults in Victorville. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians donated $1 million. Isn't that awesome? To just this, in an effort to help end youth homelessness. It'll have 14 units, 20 beds, emergency shelter, commercial kitchen for those that are 18 to 24. Two hotels in the Inland Empire will be acquired for homeless housing through a $42 million project. City of Redlands gets $30 million to buy a 99-room Goodnight Inn and convert it into supported housing units. The other one is in Riverside. Well, let's look at some of the issues that San Bernardino faces. So the trend for the homelessness, based on what they can identify, and we'll talk a little bit more about that to help you pray more effectively. So in 2016, we had 1,800, a little bit more than 1,800. On the other hand, as of the end of 2020, we had 3,125. So that's a good 1,300 more. They expect that at the end of last year, we had more. Now, due to COVID, everything's been delayed in their data research. 37% of the homeless are former foster youth and have been homeless, or they do what is called couch surfing. So we do need to pray for the foster kids who go from leaving at 18, and then a lot of them have no place to go. 2,000 are unsheltered. Almost 300 are identified as extremely high risk by doctors due to their age and health. And the goal of the county is to get 300 units throughout the county in multiple communities. One of their solutions is to have 20 trailers that arrived at Glen Helen Regional Park. Each trailer can house one person or a family of two. They're going to make it so that they have to sign agreements and work with them. So who are the homeless? Surprisingly, there are quite a few youths, including the foster care. People who can't get assisted living, veterans who don't want to be controlled, people who have credit issues or went through foreclosure and can't recover. There are those who are under domestic violence and mostly women. And then the ones they do not include in the numbers are those who do what is called couch surfing. So they just stay at people's homes on their couches, or they sleep in their car. They do not have those numbers. The major things that are affecting them is tuberculosis, lack of food, shelter, wild animals, the weather, lots of health issues, schizophrenia, substance abuse, metabolic syndrome, which means they have high cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, heart disease, COPD, hard to breathe, mostly from smoking, liver disease, HIV, AIDS, the fact they have no permanent address, they have to carry their stuff, they often move from place to place, they experience violence due to the limited access to bathrooms. They're very unhygienic, they also are limited to healthcare facilities. They are ill-treated by society, makes them be hostile at times. They don't feel they belong, and so they often turn to crime to get respect and money, and some even turn to selling narcotics or ammunition. They're easy targets for physical and sexual abuse, especially if they're young or women, and women have been known to be kidnapped or forced into prostitution. There are also places that focus on this, homeless shelters throughout our county. So, Father God, you've heard all of these needs, and we pray, God, for a blessing on the Christian missions that are helping the homeless. We thank you and praise you, God, for the churches that have homeless ministries. We pray more will rise up throughout our county and address this specifically. We pray, God, for homeless people to come out of this, to experience Jesus as their Lord and Savior, provider, able to get a job and get back into society and feel good about themselves and help others do the same. Those are usually the best, Father, as you know. We pray, God, that you would bless our county and give them creative ways to make these homeless shelters that would get them off the streets with less violence and have somebody that has a good discipline to maintain them. We also pray that the number decreases and that there will be more and more people that are able to find ways to get a job that would give them a chance, a second chance, and make them feel good, even if it's something simple and a simple place to live out of these areas that are hurting them and hurting others. In Jesus' name, you can do anything. And so we thank you for what you will do in our county with the homeless.